with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Last week's release of videos showing two emaciated Israeli hostages is adding pressure on the Netanyahu government.
Gaza militants released a pair of videos over the weekend. They're two separate videos showing two men in difficult conditions. Both of the men appear emaciated and are begging for their lives. These videos have caused or have sent shockwaves across Israel. Israeli media have not stopped reporting about this for the past few days. Tens of thousands of people joined protests over the weekend, urging the government to reach a deal to bring them home. Now, Netanyahu has condemned the videos. He calls it cruel Hamas propaganda.
Correspondent Joe Fetterman reporting. Netanyahu says the videos have strengthened his resolve to topple Hamas. He met with the Red Cross to ask that it bring hostages food, access that the organization says it has never been granted by Hamas. There's been a fatal shooting near downtown Los Angeles.
Two people have been killed and six others have been wounded in a shooting at a music festival after party in downtown Los Angeles. Authorities first responded to the scene around 11 p.m. on Sunday to shut down a big party after officers saw a person possibly armed with a gun go inside a building. That person was arrested at the scene. After officers had cleared the area, police received a report of shots fired around 1 a.m. When the officers returned, they found one person dead and learned multiple people had been struck by gunfire. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Texas Democrats successfully prevented their state's House of Representatives from moving forward with a redrawn congressional map sought by President Trump to shore up Republicans' 2026 midterm prospects. After dozens of Democrats left the state, the Republican-dominated House was unable to establish a quorum. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood is closing more clinics.
America's biggest abortion business has shut down nearly 40 facilities this year alone, and more may be on the chopping block in coming months. The reasons are numerous. Abortion bans in a growing number of states, less federal funding for Planned Parenthood, and growing pro-life sentiment in some parts of the nation. Meanwhile, Planned Parenthood is going to court to try and keep as many taxpayer dollars as it can. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Peruvian survivor of pre-sex abuse has brought her public campaign for reforms to Chicago, the hometown of new Pope Leo XIV. Ana Maria Diaz accuses the Pope of failing to investigate her case when he was a bishop in her home country and says he needs to step up now as leader of the world's Catholics. Ahead of the May election, SNAP filed a formal complaint against then-Cardinal Robert Prevost with the Vatican Secretary of State. SRN News. China extends a crackdown on 16 overseas-based activists under terms of its national security laws. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
On Monday, the Hong Kong authorities implemented measures including banning financial support to the group of activists and cancelling passports. They're among 19 people targeted with arrest warrants in July for alleged roles in the Hong Kong Parliament, a group the police call a subversive organisation abroad. Three of the original 19 activists were already targeted by similar measures last year. The organisation's not official and its influence is limited. The arrest warrants and bounties issued last month have sparked criticism from foreign governments, but China has defended them. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Scotland cancelled trains and closed parks as a rare summer storm brings destructive winds to northern Britain. More details at srnnews.com.